Today's Shi'ur is Masechta Shabbos Daf Ayin Beis, and we will begin on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, the bottom line Amud Ula. A word of introduction as we begin our Shi'ur Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. The Torah Hakdosha tells us that for certain aveiros, certain situations, one has to bring a Korban Asham. A Korban Asham is brought if somebody was moil behegdish, if somebody used a hegdish, something belonging to hegdish, b'shogig, he has to bring, if somebody used something belonging to hegdish b'shogig, he has to bring a carbon asham, and he also has to give a choymish, he has to add a fifth to the value. That's one case. Another case is a sham gzeilis. If somebody approaches you and says, you owe me money, and you swear falsely that you don't owe that money, and then you admit that you swore falsely, you have to bring an Asham Gzeilis, and you have to add a fifth. There's another halacha that you have, by Asham Shifcha Charufa. A woman who is a Shifcha Kananis, who was designated, as we learn in Parashas Mishpatim, an Eved Ivri could marry a Shifcha Kananis. So this Shifcha Kananis is designated to this Eved Ivri. And then somebody has relations with this Shifcha Charufa. That's what she's called. So she's not considered like a full-fledged married Eish, a Jewish woman who's married. That, of course, if somebody has relations with such a woman, a very, very serious Aveira Chiv Misa, but it is an Aveira for which you have to bring a Korban Asham. And then there's one more situation of a Korban Asham. And that is if somebody has a Suffolk. The Gemara Masechta Krisis, as we're going to learn in today's Shi'ur, discusses quite often. If somebody did an Aveira Masuffolk, he doesn't know if he did an Aveira. As the Gemara discusses, there were two pieces of meat in front of the person. One was kosher and one was not kosher. And he ate one of the pieces of meat. And he doesn't know if he ate the kosher meat or the non-kosher meat. So he can't bring a Korban Chatos because the halacha is that you only bring a Korban Chatos if you're certainly obligated to bring the Korban Chatos. And it's really more than that. So because as we've discussed numerous times in our Shiurim, you can't bring a Korban Chatos as a nedava, as a donation. So you can't say, well, I'll bring a Korban Chatos and I'll say, if I'm mechuyev in it, great. If not, it should be a nedava, because you can't bring a Korban Chatos as a nedava. And therefore, if you were to bring it and you're not mechuyev in that carbon, you would be violating the isser of chulin ba'azara, or bring something that you're not allowed to bring into the base of Mikdash, into the azara, bringing it there. So what is the halacha? The halacha is, of course, with certain conditions, where the Mitzvah Shem learn in Masechta Krisis, you bring an Ashim Talui, which works until you know for sure if you did or didn't do the Aveira. The Gemara Masechta Krisis also discusses a situation where somebody did an Aveira, or is a Suffolk if he did an Aveira, for which he brings a Korban Ashim. And the Gemara discusses there, can the person bring the Korban Asham? Machlokes Rav Tarfon. Rav Tarfon's opinion is that he could bring the Korban Asham and make the following tanai, make the following condition. He says, if it's a Suffolk, if I did the Aveira, then this is the Asham Toli. If I didn't do the Aveira, then if I did do the Aveira, so this should work. Why? Because although when we speak about a Korban Chatos and a Korban Asham, they're not brought from the same animal. Because the Korban Asham is brought from a Zachar, the Korban Chatos is brought from a Nekeva. So the Korban Asham cannot take the place of a Korban Chatos. Whereas a Korban Asham Tolui and a regular Korban Asham are the same animal. So now when the person brings the carbon, So he's, let's say you had a person that doesn't know if what he ate was hegdish. So he has a suffix if he's chayv in a carbon ashram me'ilis. What he should do is, he should bring a carbon ashram and say, if it's a suffix, this is dashim talui. And if not, this should be a carbon chat, carbon ashram that I'm a chuyiv in, since it's one and the same animal. The Gemara Masechta Krisis attributes this opinion to Reb Tarfon. What is the underlying factor behind Reb Tarfon's opinion? And that's how it gets very much connected to our sugya that we discussed, particularly in yesterday's shir. In yesterday's shir, we learned that you don't bring a karm chatas unless you had a yediyah, unless you became aware that you did the aveira. In fact, and this is going to be a very important element in Mitzvah Shem today's shir, we had a machloikas in our Gemara at the end of yesterday's shir, a machloikas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, if somebody did an aveira, somebody ate chalev, and then he ate another kezayis of chalev, and he had a yediya, he became aware of the first piece of chalev that he ate, and not yet of the second piece. Is that enough that he could still bring one carbon chatas for both kezayisim? Or the fact that there was a yediya on one, is the yediya mechalek? So what we've learned from yesterday's shir are two very important points. To bring a carbon chatas, you have to have a yediya. You have to become aware that you did the aveira. And the question is, how powerful, how strong is that yediya? Where, according to some understanding of Rabbi Yochanan's opinion from yesterday's shir, as we learned in the Gemara, a yediya could be so strong that it's mechalik, that it separates between the different acts of aveira. If Rav Tarfon, in our introductory remarks of today's shir, is obviously of the opinion that you don't have to have that, and his opinion is that you could bring a carbon asham, even though you don't know for sure that you did the aveira, the halacha will be that obviously Rav Tarfon is of the opinion that a yediya is not required to be mechuyev a carbon asham, and in fact, this has ramifications for the people who say kabbonis every morning. The halacha is that the people who say the kabbonis before they daven, and they say the parasha oila. So an oila, as we know, could be brought as a nedava. So after somebody says the parasha's oila, the minik ha'olam, as he says, yiratzoin kilu crafty oila. After he says the parashas mincha, which a mincha could be brought as an adava, you say yiratzin kilo crafty mincha. However, a carbon chatas, as we learned a few moments ago, you can't say yiratzin kilo crafty chatas, because you only can say it if you know for sure as that you mechuyev in a carbon chatas. As I just said, you can't bring a carbon chatas unless you have a yediya that you did the aveira. What's going to be the halacha by carbon asham? So if, as we just explained, the halacha would be that a carbon asham could be brought even without a yediya, then the halacha would be that if somebody says parashas asham in the morning, even if he doesn't know that he did an aveira for which there's a chiv carbon asham, he could still say it. He could say, yiratzon kilu crafty asham, because you don't have to have a yediya that you're mechuyev. There's another reason why you could be able to say yiratzon kilu crafty asham, because there's an opinion also cited in Masechta Krisis that alvai, that a person could bring, even though you can't bring a carbon asham vadai, unless you did the aveira for which the Torah says you bring that carbon. But if you say asham talui, you could bring all the time. So according to that, you also could say yiratzin kilo crafty asham, because you mean the asham tali. So begins the Gemara. Amma Ula, says Ula, lamanda amma asham vadai, according to the opinion that we just explained that holds that to bring an Oshem Vadai, Leibah Yediyah B'Tchila, you don't have to know for sure you did the Aveira, because if knowing for sure that you did the Aveira would be required, so now we have a new consideration to think about. The person, Reb Tarfon said, this person should bring an Oshem, and if as an Oshem Tolui, but say that if I'm mechuyev in a carbon Oshem, then this should be the carbon Oshem for the Aveira I did. But if you don't know for sure that you did the Aveira, so how could the carbon Oshem work? From here we see that you don't need to necessarily know for sure that you did the Aveira in order to bring the carbon Oshem. So the halacha is, if somebody bowl chamesh be'ilis, if somebody had relations five times with a shifcha charufa, and a chayv alachas. That means, if he had relations with this shifcha charufa numerous times, even if he became aware between each bia that he did the Aveira, and as I said, and we will discuss more today, that it could be a yediya makes you obligated in a carbon every time. This, a new carbon every time, that's where yediya is significant. But if we're saying by a carbon ashram that the yediya is not significant, so therefore having the yediya between the be'ilis shouldn't make a nafkamina, because yediya doesn't play a role, as we said, in the carbon ashram. Maskla, Rav Hamnuna, ask Rav Hamnuna Teula, Elam Ata, if you're now going to suggest that a carbon Oshem has Yediya, doesn't play a significant role, so ask him, Baal, V'chaza Baal, if somebody had relations with a Shifcha Charufa, and then he did it again, V'hifrish carbon, and he separated a carbon, V'omar, and he said, Himtinuli Ach Evel. So the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is that he says, the Asham is going to work, so let me do it one more time, and then the Asham will work for even the next time that I do the Aveira. But Taisus right away says that that can't be Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't mean that the person is saying, well, let me do another Aveira, and that carbon that I'll bring will take care even for Aveira that I did deliberately. Because the carbon doesn't work for somebody who does an Aveira who bemeis it. In fact, I saw from Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan says that you can never bring a carbon for somebody who did an Aveira deliberately, because there's a pasuk that says, Zevach Rishoyim To'eva. Rather, he explains that what the Gemara here means is that the person who did one time bi'ila with a shifcha charufa. He did another time bi'ila with a shifcha charufa. Designated a carbon. The yediyah in between, we're learning, makes no difference. Designated a carbon. Before he could have a chance to bring the carbon, he, again, did this aveira b'shoigig. Will that carbon that he designated be fine, or will he need to bring a different carbon? The way we're learning now, that even though, as we've discussed, by carbon chatos, very possibly, certainly according to Rabbi Yochanan, that carbon that he designated would not work for future aveiros, maybe by carbon ashram it should. Interestingly, we just mentioned the vart of Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, that you can't take a carbon from somebody who's a Baal Aveira. The only exception that he quotes is the Sar Lazozel that was brought on Yom Kippur, that the Sar Lazozel was Mechaper, even for people who did Aveiras B'mezit. And I saw a very interesting Shaila, that if somebody was driving on Shabbos, Bemezit, Rachman Lutzlon, and he got into a car accident, and Baruch Hashem, he came out okay. Now he comes to shul, and he wants to ben shkoymel. He wants to say Berchus Hagoymel. The question is, can we let him say Birchas HaGomel? Just like Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan said that somebody who does an Aveira, B'mezid, we can't take his carbon, so too, we can't accept the Birchas HaGomel from this individual who got into the accident by doing such a terrible Aveira of Chilul Shabbos. So, the Chashuki Chemed discusses this question, and he wants to suggest that it depends. If the person who's now coming to shul to say Birchas HaGomel, even though Rachman Tzlan, he was being Michal Shabbos when he drove that car into the accident, now did tshuva, so we could consider him, perhaps, a different issue that we've discussed in this perek, like a Tinik Shenishba. And we've learned that there are certainly opinions, Mumbas and Rav and Shmuel, who are very lenient, well, Rabbi Yochanan, I mean, who are very lenient when we speak about a Tinik Shenishba. And that person, he suggests we would allow to say Birchas HaGomel. But if the person drove on Shabbos and got into a car accident, Rachman Tzlan, and he wants to come to shul to say Birchas HaGomel, but he hasn't become a Baal Tshuva, and he's still going to drive on Shabbos, he says we can't allow him to say Birchas HaGomel. So, back to our Gemara. The Gemara's question is that the carbon that he was mafresh not only should work for Averis that he did in the past, it should also work for any Aveira that he does before he actually brings the carbon. And the explanation is as follows. In yesterday's shir, we said that there are opinions that say Yediyas Mechalkas, becoming aware of the Averis separates the Averis. There were opinions that said Hafroshes Mechalkas, the designation of the carbon separates the Averis. But all of that was by carbon Chatos. But just like suggests the Gemara, Yediyas don't make a difference by carbon Asham, as we began today's Shia Baruch Hashem with, so too should be the halacha that Afroshes don't make a difference by carbon Asham. And therefore, even though you were mafish the carbon on a veira that you didn't even do, it shouldn't make a difference. That if you didn't actually yet bring that carbon, not only should it be able to bring a kapara for the averus that you did for before the afrosha, they should be able to work even for the averus you did after the afrosha. Amalei, says the Gemara, even though, says Ula, that yediyas don't carry such significance when we speak about a carbon asham, and therefore, as we have been learning, yediyas, becoming aware that you did the Aveira between the different Averis, won't make a difference by carbon Asham. Here, talking about Afrosha. Masad l'acha Afrosha kamrit. You're speaking about Afrosha. Masad l'acha Afrosha l'kimna. That I'm not speaking about. That certainly, if you were mafresh a carbon, that to say that that carbon should even work for an Aveira that wasn't even yet done, nobody will say that. And therefore, even by carbon asham, any aveira that was performed after the afrosha of the animal for carbon asham will not be effective. Says the Gemara, Kiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Omer Lamanda Omer, Asham Vade Bo Yidiya B'tchila, as we mentioned at the beginning of the shir, it was Rav Tarfin who took the opinion that you could bring a carbon asham even though you're not aware that you did the Aveira. Rabbi Kiva disagreed. And Rabbi Kiva said that a carbon asham is no different than a carbon chatas. And a carbon chatas, we learned and will continue learning, you have to have a yediyah. You have to be aware that you did the Aveira. So too will be by a carbon asham. So going back to the situation we discussed at the beginning of Ashir, let's say someone doesn't know if he was Moel Behegdish. So, according to Bekiva, until he knows for sure if he did or didn't do the Aveira, he has to bring an Asham Talui. After he becomes aware that he did the Aveira for sure, he would have to now bring an Asham Vadai. Even though it's the exact same animal, and it's the exact same Avoida, but you can't say that the Asham that you brought should be considered a valid Asham unless you had a Yediya for certain that you did the Aveira. So says the Gemara, Kiyas Rav Dimi. So Rav Dimi came and saying, Lamandam, according to Rabbi Kiva that holds that Asham Vaday, Bo Yediya Betchila, you have to know for sure you did the Aveira. So the Halacha will be, Bo Chamish Be'ilas B'Shifcha Charufa. So if somebody had relations with the Shifcha Charufa 5 times, and there was a Yediya between each time that he did this Aveira, it's no different than the Karm Chattis that we've been discussing, and the Halacha will be, Chayiv HaKolachas Fachas. He'll have to bring a separate carbon for every Be'il, if there was Yediyas in between. Ask the Gemara, why is the Rav Dimi making this blanket statement? Let's go back, says Abaya, to yesterday's shir. Amalei Abaya, hare chatos. When we spoke in yesterday's shir by chatos, that as we know, there is no question by chatos, the halacha is, be'inon yediya betchila. The person has to be aware that he did the aveira. And yet we had a machloikis in yesterday's shir, Upligi Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. We had a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish if the Yediyah in between is mechalik. What does that mean? Let's just review. That if somebody ate a kezayis chalev, and then he ate another kezayis chalev, and then he becomes aware that he ate the first kezayis, he's not aware that he ate the second kezayis. Reish Lakish, and before he even designates an animal, to make it very simple, before he designates an animal for a karma chatos, he becomes aware of the second kezayis. Rabbi Shlokish says that even though there was a yediya to separate the first aveira and the second aveira, the yediya will not, he still could bring one karma for both. Why? Because Rabbi Shlokish's opinion is that a yediya doesn't separate. A hafrosha of the animal does separate. What's the difference between a Yediyah and a Hafrasha? Because Rav Shlokish is of the opinion that becoming aware of the Aveira doesn't really have any significance towards your Kapara for the Aveira that you did, Rachman Otzlan. Whereas the Hafrasha does have some relative significance towards the person's Kapara. So once he already began a Kapara for the first Aveira, so then you need a new kapara for the second aveira. So the question is, yes, says the Gemara to Rav Dimi. Rav Akiva holds that yediyas by karban asham are equal to yediyah by karban chatos. By karban chatos also said Reish Lakish that a yediyah doesn't separate. So why would it separate by karban asham? Ishtik. So Rav Dimi remained silent and he was not able to respond. Amalei, so Abaya said to Rav Dimi, maybe what Rav Dimi meant to say was that after Hafrosha, what if you did two Averis, and then you become aware of the first Avera. And not only did you become aware of the first Avera, but you were Mafresh a carbon for the first Avera. There the halacha will be that now when you become aware of the second Avera, that carbon can't work. Akurav Hamnuna. And that will follow the opinion of Rav Hamnuna that we learned in yesterday's shir, that even Reish Lakish will agree that after the Hafrosha, you'll have to bring a new carbon, you'll have to bring a different carbon for the second Aveira. Amalei? So he said, in. Correct. That's what it meant. So now we're sort of modifying. If there was a Yediya between the two Averis, so now everybody agrees that a Yediya in between is not mechalik. The question is, not everybody, Reish Lakish agrees that Yediyah is not mechalik, but Hafrosha is mechalik. Kiyasa Ravin, continues the Gemara, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Omar, he said, Hakel Moedim, everybody agrees, B'Shivcha Charufa, there's no machloikus Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish in one of the situations of Shivcha Charufa, V'Hakel Moedim B'Shivcha Charufa, there's another situation where everybody agrees. Again, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan agree. And then there's a third situation of machloikis, where we have a machloikis in the case of a shivcha charufa. And the Gemara explains itself. How come a shivcha charufa? there's a situation where everybody agrees by Shifcha Charufa, then a Chayiv Achas, that only one requirement, one carbon is enough, Kereula. That follows the opinion of Ula, that said at the beginning of our Shir, that according to the man, the Amr, that Yediyas are insignificant by carbon Asham, Reb Tarfon's opinion. So even if somebody had relation with a Shifcha Charufa five times, and there were Yediyas in between each time he did the Aveira, the halacha will still be that he brings one carbon Asham. Hakol Chava Moidim. Everybody agrees in a situation of Shifcha Charufa, the Chayiv HaKol Achas V'Achas, that you Chayiv for every act of Bia. That's like Rav Hamnuna. That according to Rav Hamnuna's understanding, that if there was a Hafrosha, that's Mechalik, between the Averis. So if somebody was Boil a Shifcha Charufa Rachman Tzlan, became aware of his Avera, designated a carbon for being the carbon Asham for that Avera, and then did the Avera again, he would have to bring a second carbon. A machloikis, and there's a case where there's a machloikis by Shif Charufa. Lamandama Osham Vade Bo Yedi B'Tchila. According to the Mandama, Rav Akiva's opinion, that an Osham Vadei needs, Yediya plays a role by Osham Vadei, just like it plays a role by carbon Chattis. So we'll kick in the old machloikis that we had in yesterday's Shir, the machloikis of Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Shimon Ben Shlokish. Just like Rabbi Yochanan will hold by Chatos, that the Yediyas are Mechalik, and for one more time to review, what that means is, if somebody ate a Kazayas of Chalif, B'shoigig, and then he ate another Kazayas of Chalik, B'shoigig, and becomes aware of the first Aveira, not the second Aveira, says Rabbi Yochanan, the Yediyas Mechalkais, and I'll have to bring two separate Karbonis for those two Aveiras, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, Yediyah, becoming aware of the Aveira that you did is already part of the Kapara process. And since it's already part of the Kapara process, it's as if you already brought one carbon and the second carbon, that can't work for an Aveira that you weren't even aware of yet. Whereas according to Reish Lakish, Yediyas are not that significant. And since Yediyas are not that significant, becoming aware of the first Aveira will not make you Chayiv a Karma Chatos yet. It doesn't mean that you've really done anything towards bringing Karma Chatos. And since it doesn't mean that you did anything towards bringing Karma Chatos, if you become aware of the second Aveira before you designate an animal for that Aveira, Reish Lakish would hold one carbon would be sufficient. Here too, even if you hold that Yediyas do play a role by Karma Asham, it wouldn't be that significant that you should not be able to bring one carbon Asham for multiple acts of Aveira. We've learned from the beginning of this perek that if somebody, Rachman Litzlan, is Mechal Shabbos B'Shoyig, he's Mechayiv Chatas. When we discussed a Shoyig, we gave two examples of a Shoyig. One example of a Shoyig is that the person doesn't know what he's doing is an Aveira. He doesn't know that what he did is a Malach on Shabbos. Another example that we gave of a Shoyig is somebody who doesn't know that today is Shabbos. And both of those situations, under regular circumstances, as we've Baruch Hashem been discussing, are considered a Shoyig, for which if somebody did Chil Shabbos this way on Shabbos, he'd be Chayiv Karban Chatas. Our Gemara, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, now begins to discuss another circumstance how somebody could do an Aveira on Shabbos, and maybe he wouldn't even be considered in the category of a Shoygig, and he wouldn't be Chayiv Karma Chatas. So says the Gemara, Itmar, Niskaven Lag Bias Atolish. Somebody intended to lift something from the ground that was detached. V'chotach Asim B'chubar. Somebody, the way Rashi gives the example, somebody dropped a knife in a garden, and he meant to pick it up. And while he meant to pick it up, he accidentally cut a vegetable from the ground. The halacha is potter. He's not even chayiv a karban chatas. This individual is considered a misasik. Somebody who intended to do an act, and he didn't realize that it's osur, given the examples that I gave. He didn't remember Shabbos. He didn't know that this is also to be done on Shabbos. Therefore, that person is chayv a karmen chatas. But if somebody didn't at all intend to do the Aveiro, that is not considered, if somebody didn't intend at all to do something wrong, that's considered a misasik. And the nafkamina that between a misasik and a shogig intended to do what he did. He just thought that he made a mistake in halacha. But this person didn't intend to do what he did altogether. So there's no kavanah at all. And since there's no kavanah at all, that's why he's potter even from a karmen chatas. And that's answers why a misasik, even though we've learned many times in our masechta, the opinion of Rav Shimon that a dov shenem miskaven is potter, but even though Rav Shimon is of the opinion that a dov shenem miskaven is potter, he agrees by a psik reisha. Here, that it's not even considered a psik reisha. Why is it not considered a psik reisha? Because again, as we just said, he didn't intend to do this act altogether. When you intend to do an act, then we could start beginning to discuss, was this your intention? Was it not your intention? Is the fact that it's certainly going to happen, make it your intention? But here, it isn't your intention altogether and to do an act. And since there isn't any intention to do this act, that falls into the category of a misasik. And the halacha is that a misasik is not chayiv on Shabbos. Now, there's many explanations why a misasik is not chayiv on Shabbos. The simple explanation is because misasik is... So, the Gemara in Masechta Krisis, Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, gives two limudim why misasik is potter. Rav Elazar's opinion is based on the pasuk that it says by Karben Chatos. The pasuk says, "O hoydalov chatosoi ashechotaba v'hevi es kabana." So says Rav Elazar, the word "ba" teaches us that you intended to do this act, but if you had no intention to do this act, that's a misasik and you're potter. Shmuel learns it because we've discussed that on Shabbos, Melechus Machsheves Asr Torah. The only thing that's also on Shabbos is a Melechus Machsheves. And a Misasik is not considered a Melechus Machsheves. So now the question is, why is there, what's the nafkamina between these two limudim? So Rabbi Kiva Eger explains in the Shas HaTshuvos Rabbi Kiva Eger Simen Ches, there's a nafkamina between Nisasik that I base on the word pa, or whether I learn from Lechus Machsheves. If we learn from Lechus Machsheves, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, and this is a very important Rabbi Kiva Eger, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that Lechus Machsheves Asra Torah teaches us that only a Lechus Machsheves is a Melacha. If it's lacking in being a Lechus Machsheves, then it's not a Melacha. Ba, however, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, means that it's an Aveira. Just the Torah says that you don't bring a Karben Chatos for an Aveira that was done by Misasik. But it doesn't mean that there was no Aveira committed here. So, I did see that the Avni Nezer says that even Rabbi Kiva Eger that takes this sort of strict position and says that when you do an Aveira by Misasik, it's considered that you did an Aveira. You just don't have to bring a carbon. Rabbi Kiva Eger will agree, he says, that by Aveira de Rabbanon, a Misasik is not considered even an Aveira, even according to Rabbi Kiva, even if you learn it from Ba. That means, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, only by Shabbos we could say that a Misasik is potter because of Melechus Machsheves. This concept of Melechus Machsheves obviously doesn't apply in other areas of halacha. So according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, by every other Aveira besides Shabbos, if you did an Aveira because of, in a Misasik form, it will be considered you did an Aveira. And that's why the halacha is that even if somebody is doing an aveira and he's not aware that he's doing an aveira, you still have to tell him not to do it. The best example that the Poskim give, and there are more Paskins this way, in Yoredeya Simen Shin Ayin Bey Sif Aleph, is somebody is a kohen is sleeping in a house. And then, Rachman Letzlan, somebody passes away in that house, says the Ramah, you have to wake him up. So let's think about it. This person is a Masasik. He went to sleep. And yet, even though he went to sleep, the Shuch, the Ramah Paskins, we need to wake him up. It must be because a Masasik is considered that you did an Aveira. And that's why you have to prevent him from doing an Aveira from that, even though he's in the form of a Masasik. Or, let's say somebody's walking in the street on Shabbos, and he's wearing tzitzis that are posel. So the halacha is, you're not allowed to wear tzitzis on Shabbos, only if they're kosher tzitzis, not if they're posel tzitzis. Do we have to stop the person in the street and tell him you have to take off these tzitzis? He's a Masasik. And we have to tell him. Then there's another interesting shaila that the Poskim say. You eat a fruit, you eat a vegetable that has typically no problem with taloim, with being infested. Or if you ate it and you checked it first, and then it turns out that even though you did what you were supposed to do, it turns out that it was infested. The question is that considered to a Masasik. So I saw that the Sefer Shalos Tshuvos, Tshuvos van Hoggis, from Moshe Sternberg Shlita, Chelik Dalid, Simen Kuf Tzadik quotes that Rabbi Yisrael Salanta sent a Shal to Rekiv Eiga. Why do we have to check fruits and vegetables for Taloyim? The person who's eating the fruit, who's eating the vegetable, is a Masasik. And a Masasik is not doing an Aveira. So he said, Rabbi Kiva Eger never answered that, never wrote back an answer to Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. And Rabbi Yisrael Salanta actually was surprised that Rabbi Kiva Eger never responded to him. But he says that one time Rabbi Yisrael Salanta met Rabbi Kiva Eger's son, Rabbi Shloim Eger, and he asked him, why did your father not respond to my Shaila? So he said that the reason he didn't answer is because there was a Rav in the city of Salant where you lived, and you should have asked the Shaila by your Rav, not by Rabbi Kiva Eger. But he did say, my father holds, of course you have to check. Why do you of course have to check? Because Misasik doesn't mean that you didn't do an Aveira. And since it doesn't mean that you didn't do an Aveira, so of course you have to do everything to avoid doing an Aveira. So we just discussed, that a Misasik is Potter. Now the Gemara discusses another situation where the individual Lachtech is a Tolish. He intended to cut a vegetable that he thought was detached from the ground. So he did intend to do an act of cutting. But he didn't cut, he ended up not cutting a vegetable that was detached. He ended up cutting a vegetable that was Mechubah, that was attached. Rav Amar Potter. Rava says he's potter from a chayiv chattis, and Abaye am a chayiv. Abaye says he's chayiv in a chattis. The Gemara explains itself. Rava am a potter, dolan eskavel chaticha de surah. Cutting something, you have a piece of food on your plate, and you cut it on Shabbos, that's not called an aveira. You didn't intend to do an aveira, and therefore he's in the category of mesasik. Abaye am a chayiv, dolan eskavel chaticha de alma. He intended to do cutting. And since he intended to do cutting, albeit the cutting that he wanted to do was a mutadiga cutting, that won't put it into the category of Masasik. Amar Rava, Mino Aminullah. So says Rava, from where do I know that he's part of the Tanya? The Braisa says, Choy Meshabbos Meshah Mitzvahs. In one sense, Shabbos is more stringent than all other mitzvahs. And in another sense, Choy Meshah Mitzvahs Meshabbos. Other mitzvahs are more stringent than Shabbos. Says the Braisa, Chayim Shabbos Mishah Mitzvahs, Sheshabbos Osu Shtayim B'Kalam Echad. If somebody did two melachas in one haloma, he carried and he baked in one haloma, but because he wasn't aware that those are malachas, chayiv kol mitzvah achas v'achas. Mashenke b'shar mitzvahs, when we speak about other mitzvahs, and the Gemara is going to explain this brisa at length in a moment, you're going to be chayiv only one. V'chayiv b'shar mitzvah shabbos, b'shar mitzvah shogu b'loy miskav and chayiv, mashenke b'shabbos. And again, the Gemara will explain this. Amamar, chayiv b'shabbos b'shar mitzvahs, Shabbos also shtayim b'alamechad. If you did two averes, one halama, chayev achas achas, ma'ase enkei b'shar mitzvos. So Gemara stops to explain, hey chidomi, exactly what are we speaking about? Ilam the Ovid k'tzir v'tchina. If somebody did k'tzir on Shabbos, cutting, and he did tchina grinding on Shabbos, so b'shoyig, he'll be chayev two korban chattis. Ask the Gemara, the kavasoga b'shar mitzvos. By other mitzvahs, averis, it's the same. If somebody, rechmon tzlon, ochel chayil v'dam, we discussed this as recently as yesterday's shir. If somebody ate a kezayis of chayiv, and somebody ate a kezayis of dam, b'kshogig, he'll be chayiv two korban chattis. So ask the Gemara, what's the chumra? Hochetarti mechayiv, vochetarti mechayiv. In both scenarios, you'll be chayiv two korban chattis. El shar mitzvahs, deloy mechayiv al chodo. What must the brisa mean when it says by other mitzvahs, you only give me chayiv one korban chattis? Dochel chayiv v'chayiv. As we discussed extensively on Amud Aleph, if somebody ate two kezeisim of chayiv in one halama, and let's not get involved with yediyas and afroshes, he ate two kezeisim of chayiv in one halama, and then he becomes aware of both kezeisim together, he'll only be mechayiv in one korban chattis, says the Gemara. The same would be by Shabbos. The kavasog of Shabbos, the ovik tzir v'tzira, if somebody cut something from the ground, and in one halama he continued cutting, and he only becomes aware of both of those acts after doing the, both of them, he's only mechoyiv one kar mechattis. So again, hochachad mechayiv, and by all other averis, he'll be chayiv only one kar mechattis, for hochachad mechayiv, and here too, he'll only be mechoyiv one kar mechattis. So again, where's the choymer? Says the Gemara, Lo'olam davek tzira v'tchina. If somebody did tzira v'tchina on Shabbos, as we discussed, he'll be chayiv in our Mishnah, beginning of the Perek, he'll be chayiv two carbon chattis, one for tzira, one for tchina, where he didn't know that these are two melachas. What does the brisa mean when it said, Ma'ase enkei b'shar mitzvos? Says the Gemara, it's referring to Avodah Zarah. It's talking about Avodah Zarah. And why is Avodah Zarah called Shar Mitzvahs? Because Avodah Zarah is Chomer, like all the mitzvahs of the Torah. And Kiravami. Ravami teaches us halacha by Avodah Zarah. Domar Ami, if somebody did all sorts of different acts of Avodah Zarah, worshipping Avodah Zarah, Zibach, Shechted the animal, the Kiter, the Nisach, the Aloma Achas, even though there are many different acts involved, the halacha by Avodah Zarah is enechayiv alachas. Says the Gemara, fine. So we've been able to understand the first part of the brisa. But Maya Kimta, we've explained that the first part of the brisa is speaking about Avodah Zarah. So continues the Gemara, let's understand the second part of the brisa. Eim Sefer, what it's saying the second part of the brisa? Chom b'shar mitzvahs, shevishar mitzvahs shogu guloy miskavin is chayiv, mashen kein b'shabbos, yipotter. Ask the Gemara, exactly what is the case? Ilema, if it's referring to a situation where somebody sees a building and he thinks that it's a Beis HaKnesses and he walks in or he stands outside and he bows down to it. Elk saw a Beis HaKnesses, he thought it's a Beis HaKnesses, v'shtachvelo, and he bowed down to it. So that person, he had the best of intention. Because the Avodah Zarah is only, the Isser Avodah Zarah, explains the Zera Yitzchak, is when you accept the Avodah Zarah as a god. This person certainly did not accept this Avodah Zarah as a god. Of course, the Ritva points out that this is not something you're allowed to do. But the point is that you can't consider that an Avera, says the Gemara, El Dechazi Adrata. He saw the statue of the king, Vesogidle, and he bowed down to that statue. So again, ask the Gemara, hey chidomi, exactly what is the situation? Either Kabbalah Balaha, if he meant to accept the king as a god, Mezerhu, this person is amazed. And you never bring a carbon chatos if you did an aver b'mezid. V'deloy kibla la b'laha, and if he didn't accept it as a god, so laf klumhu. Again, he, as we said a moment ago, avoid the zora means that you accept it as a god. Here he didn't accept it as a god. Says the Gemara, it means elam ahava meyira. He worshipped avoid the zora because there's a person that he wants, that he loves, and he wants to show that I love you. Or there's a person that he's scared of, and that's why he worshipped Avodah the Zara. And says the Gemara, Abayim Sechta Sanhedrin says that a person is chayiv in such a case, he's supposed to be rather mois and nefesh than do this. So that's why we understand he's chayiv to carbon chatos if he did it b'shogig. El Rava Dama Potter, Rava holds that since he didn't worship the Avodah Zarah out of accepting it as a god, he only did it out of love or fear of a person. And of course, you're not allowed to do this. You're supposed to rather give up your life. Rather give up your life. But it's not considered, again, because you didn't accept it as a god, as Avodah Zarah. So Michael Amemer says the Gemara, it's talking about somebody who's Oymer Mutter. He thought that it's permitted to worship Avodah Zarah. And of course, Rashi says, who is that person? A Tinnik Shenishba. He never knew that Jews may not worship Avodah Zarah. Or Gershon is Geyer, which again, we go back to the old issue, how could somebody be a Gershon is Geyer and not know about Avodah Zarah? Masha Enkin B'Shabbos, the Kapot L'Gamri. That by Shabbos, if somebody would do an Avodah Avera by thinking it's Mutter, he's Potter. Ask the Gemara. We had a Gemara on Daf Ayin. At Kan Leiboymin Erov Rav Nachman, where we had a person who was Mechal Shabbos. In that Gemara, we discussed an individual who was Mechal Shabbos. He didn't know today Shabbos. He didn't know today that these are Melachis. And we had a discussion, how many Karban Chattis will he have to bring? So we had a question, Ilechayuvi Chodo, will he only have to bring one Karban Chattis? Because it he didn't know today is Shabbos, so all the averus emanate from that. Ilchayuve tarti. Does he have to bring a carbon for every melacha that he violated? Av mifter lagamri, be saying that it's mutter is not an excuse. Elav says the Gemara, we have to reinterpret the brisa. Reisha is indeed comparing Shabbos to avodah zarah. Seif is not talking about avodah zarah; it's talking about shah mitzvahs. What is the case? What does it mean? That you're saying by other mitzvahs you'll be chayiv and by Shabbos you're potter. The sava the shuman who, somebody thought that he's eating kosher meat, v'achloi, and he ate non-kosher meat. He's busy eating and he made a mistake, he ate non-kosher. Masha enkein b'Shabbos. By Shabbos, the halacha will be, the neskavin lachtech is a tolish, he meant to cut, but instead of cutting something which detached, he cut something which is attached. The Bryce is saying you're potter, which is exactly Rava's opinion, but Abaya didn't hold that way. So how will Abaya interpret Abaya? How will he interpret Shloga b'loy miskaven hechadovin? The Sava, somebody thought that the substance in the mouth is roik, is saliva, and boloi, and he swallowed it. So this person didn't intend to eat. He only intended to swallow. So he didn't intend to do this act at all. Mashen came b'Shabbos the potter. Then niskaven like b'is a tolish v'chotach samchubah. As we learned at the beginning of this year, where you didn't intend to do any act. So by other places, you'll be chayiv, even though you didn't intend to eat. You only intended to swallow. By Shabbos, if you didn't intend to do an act of cutting at all, there you're potter. Av niskaven lachtech as a tolish. But if you did intend to do an act of cutting, but you thought you're cutting something which is detached, v'chotach es ha'mechubar, and you end up cutting something which is detached, thereby holds y'chayiv.